Hello, blind cool techies. Techies, as Eric Troop once said. I like that word. And welcome to yet another podcast by Jack Scrimshaw. Because I say that because the past couple of podcasts I've done, nobody can spell my name right. So listen to the end of the podcast and hopefully you'll get it. So this is a challenge to you, Larry. Spell it right this time and win the ultimate accolade, the Holy Grail, Today's podcast is about voice chat clients. Yes, it's not about music. In fact, it's about one voice chat client in particular, or VoIP client. Today we're going to be looking at Ventrilo. Now, there are lots of other voice chat clients out there. Each person has his own preference, and I'm not here to change those preferences. I'm merely here to show you what's out there and how good my particular program is. And hopefully at the end of this podcast we may have some converts, we may not. But that is the gamble I've chosen to take. Now, Ventrilo is not stereo. Neither is TeamTalk, neither is Skype. Now, I know I'm going to get some emails about that, saying, well, TeamTalk does this, that, and the other. TeamTalk does not do this, that, and the other. All it allows you to do is pan people in your stereo field. It is not stereo. You have to pan the people. And I'm also going to get emails saying, well, Skype can do this, you know, Skype allows you to call phones and things like that. So what? You know, it's your personal preference. Skype, TeamTalk, or Ventrilo. They're the big three. The voice chat communities for the people. VIP Conduit and TAFN aren't too bad. They actually have pretty decent software. But for the people in particular, audio tips, especially audio tips, I think, they're really far behind the times. Their voice chat quality is what you would expect from a telephone. Whereas this particular program, Ventrilo, it's better than Skype. It is CD quality. It's almost as good as meeting the person face-to-face. Almost. There's nothing quite like meeting somebody face-to-face. But let's assume you've installed the program. The program is available from www.ventrilo.com. VENTRILO.com. Also, if you're a Mac user, proceed no further, because the voice chat quality on VT is too high. VT being the abbreviated word for Ventrilo. And Macs can't cope with it. But let's assume you've got it installed, you've got it running, you want to make a new user. Let's turn on the audio interface. I'm using the JAWS 10.0 beta for this particular
Windows M desktop folder Ventrilo. Enter Ventrilo dialog username server connect button.
Okay, you can hear I've loaded up Ventrilo, and the first thing we see is a connect button. Now, there are a lot of myths about this program, about how complicated it is to set up, and about how you have to use a hotkey. That's all garbage. You can use Skype-style chat, the hands-free style of chat, and the hotkey is not complicated to set up at all.
Tab, setup button.
Let's tab our way around.
Tab, close button, tab, help button, tab, new sound, check, box, check, tab, new micro, tab, 3-2-3-view, MSG, server,
tab,
username, combo,
pop. I will be explaining what some of them do later. And we tab to the username box.
Ship, tab, username, combo box, scrim, tab, button.
If we tab once more, there is an unlabeled button. That is a criticism I do have for Ventrilo. They don't label some of the buttons, and some of these are very important. Let's press the space bar on this unlabeled button.
Space, setup user dialog, select combo box, scrim.
And you can select from the list of existing users on your particular computer. My default username is Scrim for my own particular server.
Tab, new button.
Let's tab once and you'll find the new button for a new user.
Space, setup user dialog, setup new user dialog, name edit.
Okay, what do we want to name our user? I think I'll call it
blind.
Very original.
Enter Ventrilo dialogue. Set up user dialogue.
Phonetic. Press the enter key on there. And we're asked for a phonetic. What will people hear when you connect to the server? Because Ventrilo uses a combination of WAV files and TTS, text-to-speech. Or it will use nothing at all, if you set it to that. Or it can use all TTS or all waves. I think I will put down...
Enter button.
For the phonetic, so people will know what I'm doing. If there are any on there, I don't think there will be, because it's only...
Time is 10:18 a.m.
in the morning over here.
Tab, server combo box, graphic 680. Tab, button.
Okay, so I've okayed on the user box. I've tabbed past the server box because it is empty. We have no server with which to connect to. Oh dear. Well, we're going to put one in there. You see another unlabeled button. And we're going to press the space bar on it.
Space, connection editor dialog. Select hostname or IP port number, password, default channel, new button.
This is the connection editor where you would edit the names or numbers for your different servers. Well, Blind Cool Tech doesn't have any servers because he's just set himself up on Ventrilo. He's just installed it. So all he has is a new button and various other options. So let's press new.
Space, connection editor dialog. Select hostname or IP port number, password, default channel. Set up new server dialog. Name edit.
Okay, this part will ask you to give your server a name to differentiate it from all the other servers. I think we'll call it...
THE MAD House.
Which is the name of my server.
Enter Ventrilo dialog. Connection editor dialog. Select hostname or IP port number, password, default
channel. I'm
going
to paste in this IP address for this server. Some of them have domain names, some of them have IPs. I'm going to paste in this. It's very long, and I will read it back to you. The address for my server is...
3793
Not 379.
3793
That's the port number. That's
port number
printed out by K there, and we will need that. So let's tab once and put that into the port number box.
37793
Actually, let's not, because this isn't even going to save. Okay, well, that's the first blooper out of the way. I'm just going to pop and get the server address. I've switched off my audio interface, as you can hear. There's no jaws coming through whatsoever. I'm just going to do this here. Okay, now I have the server address. So, let's assume we are back in our server box. We're on the server button, so let's press that button now.
Space, connection editor dialog. Select hostname or IP port number, password, default channel, new button.
Okay, again, there are no servers created, so the only choice there is new.
Space, connection editor dialog. Select hostname or IP port number, password, default channel, set up new server dialog.
We'll call our server...
TAD space FAD space AOUSE. Enter Ventrilo dialog. Connection editor dialog. Select hostname or IP. Hostname or IP.
And I'll paste in the IP, which is, I'll read it back to you, and hopefully it will read this time. It is.
78.
78.129.193.52. So once again.
78.129.193.52.
That is the IP address, and the port number
edit, end,
as
four,
you heard earlier,
space,
is 3793. The default port number that appears in that box, just backspace it out and it will be deleted.
Enter button.
Okay, our server is set up, our name is set up, but how do we communicate with people on the server?
Tab, lightning combo, tab, button, tab, connect button, tab, setup button.
Let's go to setup.
Space. Setup 3.0.1 dialog. Voice page, outbound, inbound, enable outgoing voice command.
Now the first tab of this is the voice tab. And the first checkbox in here, we're going to ignore it.
Tab, use push to talk hotkey, PTT mode checkbox checked.
Use push to talk hotkey. That checkbox is checked, and your default hotkey is left control. I am not going to show you how to change that hotkey. Left control is a very good hotkey to use on all voice chat programs, in my opinion. To change that hotkey is very complicated, so we're just not going to go near it. If you do want to change your hotkey, email me and I will send you the instructions on how to do it. But if I were you, I'd just stick with left control. If you don't want to use a hotkey at all, as some people don't, what you would do is uncheck this box.
Space.
Not check.
Tab. Play key clicks. Checkbox checked. Tab. Silence time combo box. 3.0 seconds.
Now you had two options there. Play key clicks. Basically what would happen is if you were using a hotkey, every time you pressed down your control key, you'd hear a clicking sound to tell you that you were keyed up. And then when you release the key, you'd hear another sound to tell you you were off the air. Then we tab again, and you see silence time. It's set to 3.0 seconds. I'm going to change this to
0.5 seconds.
0.5 seconds.
Tab, sensitivity edit, 60.
Sensitivity is set to 60. We're going to delete that 6.
0.
Leaving just 0. So that it picks up everything that the mic picks up.
Enter, set up button.
Okay. Well, we're all set up. We are ready to go on to the server. And instead of tabbing around to find the connect button, what we'll do is we'll just press Alt-O.
Alt-O.
And we're on the server.
Tab. Alt-tab. Tab.
Unfortunately, Jaws has a nasty habit of unfocusing
Alt-tab. Gold wave.
Itself
Alt-tab. Ventrilo.
From Ventrilo. Button. But we're on there now. Here we go. And if I press Alt-U...
Alt-U, 323 view, the madhouse.
Alt-U.
323 view, blind cool tech.
Alt-U.
You can see we're on a tree view. We're in the lobby of the server at the moment. You can see the name of the server, the madhouse at the top, and our name, blind cool tech.
Front room for talking, relaxing, all that opened. Private room for one-on-one only.
Oh, a waveform.
Oh, the madhouse, Christian. Blind cool tech.
And I see that Christian has just connected to the server. So let's... go into the front room.
Front room for talk, enter.
And hopefully Christian will join us and we'll be able to show you the quality of this program. In fact, I'm an admin, so I think what I'll do is I'll move him into this room. Oh, no, I'm not. I just remember Blind Cool Tech is not an admin. So,
escape, leaving menus.
What I'm going to do is... yes, how am I going to get him to come into the room here? This is a funny one.
Tab,
hopefully,
button, tab,
he
tab,
will
button,
follow.
Tab, tab, comment button.
What I am going to do
tab, chat button,
is change
tab,
myself
button.
From Skype-style chat to the control key method, the PTT style. And we do that by pressing spacebar on setup.
Space. Setup 3.0.1 dialog. Voice pick tab. News button. Talk hotkey. PTT mode checkbox not checked.
Once.
Space.
Check.
And we check the second checkbox. Another thing we need to do here is this program at the moment is just playing WAV files when people come in. So we want to know who comes into the channel without having to look around.
Events page, list view, new connect to server WAV file.
So what I'm going to do is
new disconnect from server WAV file.
Go control tab into the binds tab.
Users connect
not
to server WAV file.
Tab,
shift
sorry,
tab, events,
the,
tab.
Events tab.
Tab. List. Users connect to server WAV file.
Users connect to server.
Tab. Play button. Tab. All
WAV
button.
File at the moment.
Tab. All TTS. Tab. All nothing button.
I'm going to
tab
across.
WAV file radio button checked. Nothing radio. WAV text to speech radio button
and
checked.
And change it to text to speech.
Shift tab. Shift. Shift tab. All WAV button. Shift tab. Play
now
button.
You can
shift
see
tab.
There
list.
Are
users
options.
To server tech. Users disconnect from server WAV file.
All
tab. Play button.
To WAV
tab. All WAV button.
Text
tab. All TTS. Tab. All nothing button. Tab. WAV file radio button. Text to speech radio button checked.
I'm going to change two of these.
Enter.
Text to speech. Now I'm going to pop onto Live Messenger and ask Christian if he will come onto the server. And while I'm doing that, he's just left. Oh, dear. While I'm doing that, I'm going to tell you the basic guidelines for this server because I happen to run it. There are basically none. This is very much an adult-dominated community. As a result, it is uncensored. The only thing we kind of don't tolerate is people picking on other users. Unless it is a bit of fun, you know. But that I think that stands to reason. And Yeah, that's about everything you need to know. So if you do want to come onto the server, please do so. You know, come along. We'd love to see you. And there are plenty of people that will be happy to help. I'm just going to message Christian now. For Blind Cool Tech. Very unprofessional, this is. Hiring help over Messenger during a podcast. I think, yes, we're getting a response here. I think what I will do while we wait for Christian is give out some contact info for myself, and then we will demonstrate the quality of VT for you. If you would like to email me with any questions regarding Ventrilo, I'll just set my MSN to busy.
Enter. Leaving menu.
Like that. Then please do so. Contact me on Jack, J-A-C-K, Scrimshaw, S-C-R-I-M-S-H-A-W, at gmail.com.
Now,
I didn't change all my WAV files, but that file has signified Christian is in the channel. So we'll say hello. Hello, Christian. You are live on Blind Cool Tech.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. Morning, man. Morning to everybody on Blind Cool Tech.
Now, as you can hear, the quality of that is pretty much a CD quality. You can hear Christian, you can hear everything he's doing, even. I was just saying to the users there, Christian, the quality on this program, it's almost CD quality, wouldn't you say? And what you just heard there, podcasters, is the clicking sound when I held down my key. I'm just going to let it go now, and you heard the click again. Another thing.
Yeah, the quality is absolutely fantastic. I mean, you just need a decent desktop microphone, you know, like a Logitech AK5370 or even a headset would do. But, you know, the quality on this, it depends on the server, but this server's got a particularly good codec in use.
Another thing that we can do is I can key directly over the top of Christian and vice versa. You do not have to wait, except in a channel that is queued. This channel is not queued. In fact, none of the channels on my server are queued, so let's demonstrate that now. Chris, do you just want to key over the top of me to demonstrate the multiple users at once thing? So we can both talk at once.
Yep.
Here. We're talking over the top of each other very rudely. Or so you might think, but you can actually do that on this.
It just makes it more like a conference. If
yeah, it does.
Keyed in like me,
it's more instantaneous.
You can stay keyed in if you want, or you can key in and out as freely as you wish.
It's much more instantaneous than the old voice chat sites. You can key over the top of each other, or conference even. You can all Skype style chat, anything like that at all. Well, we'll just say so long to Christian and round out this podcast, I think.
Tap, close button.
Well, I think I'm going to round out this podcast, so I'll be back on the server in about 5 minutes. Okay, here we go.
Cool.
Aldo. Aldo 4, Jaws.
By the way, you don't get all that background clicking. I think Christian likes to lean on his keyboard or something like that. And a very big thank you to Christian for helping me out in that podcast. As you may have gathered, that was completely unscripted. Christian is an admin on the server, and I know he's very happy to help with anyone just starting out on Ventrilo. He's also done a few podcasts on Blind Cool Tech himself, and I would strongly advise you to check them out. Anyway, contact details, as I said, the email address, once again, if you have any questions whatsoever, is Jack, J-A-C-K, Scrimshaw, S-C-R-I-M, for Michael, S-H-A-W, at gmail.com. You can also add me to Live Messenger by adding Jack, J-A-C-K, underline or underscore S-C-R-I-M, S-H-A-W at live.co.uk. And I very much look forward to seeing you all on the server. So until next time, this is Jack, saying so long,
Alt-tab, everybody.
And Alt-tab, and so long from Goldwave as well.